Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Meghna Chakrabarty, is out this week. Governor Deval Patrick's ambitious plan to raise taxes and pump about $2 billion a year into education and transportation is prompting a growing debate across the state, from Beacon Hill to corporate boardrooms to academic institutions. Critics of the governor's plan include Beacon Hill Republicans and the Democratic House Speaker Robert DeLeo, who last week called for a much more modest package of taxes. But the governor has his supporters as well, and joining them is a group of 57 local economists who signed a letter backing Patrick's plan. Among them is Barry Bluestone. He's director of the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University, and he joins me now. Hi, Barry. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So why are you supporting the governor's proposal?
Well, the governor's proposal is to invest very heavily in our infrastructure and roads and rail, which will be very important for the future economic growth and prosperity of the Commonwealth. And equally, invest in education, particularly early childhood education, also pump more money into higher education, which has become very expensive in the state for many of our students. We think that both of those are critically important for the long-term health of the economy, the economic health. But we've also looked at it and said, well, what will it do in the short term if you raise taxes by $2 billion? And in the short term, we don't find much effect on the economy because what offsets the increase in taxes is, of course, that spending creating lots of jobs in infrastructure and education. And in the long term, the benefits will be tremendous.
Mm. So in terms of the biggest bang for the buck, what in particular do you think is the best of the governor's particular spending pledges? I mean, what's the best piece of it?
Well, I think, you know, generally the two where he's focused on transportation infrastructure. I had a chance over the last few months to travel all over the state, usually going counter-commuting, and I can't believe how much time people are spending in traffic just trying to come into Boston or get around Route 128, 495. Finding a way to deal with that congestion, I think, is important. Just maintaining our infrastructure will take 80% of that additional money. But the other thing is that, you know, as a university teacher for over 40 years, I realize how important it is that we get students who are well prepared for college. And that actually starts in early childhood education before kindergarten. There's a lot of economic evidence that says that if you invest very early, you know, before age three, three, four, and five, there are tremendous payoffs, probably seven times what you pay. So I think he's targeted the right stuff. And the way he's going to raise the taxes, I think we can debate whether that's exactly the right set of taxes. But we're going to need that kind of revenue. Mm. We should also keep in mind that part of the reason we need to raise that revenue now is that since 1998, we cut about $3 billion a year in taxes through our income tax cuts and cuts in corporation income tax. So in a sense, we're only making up for revenues that we lost because of tax cuts in the past.
Well, respond, if you will, to some of the criticisms or some of the concerns that have been raised recently about the governor's plan. House Minority Leader Bradley Jones has called the governor's tax plan crazy and says Massachusetts can't afford it. Last week, less sort of loud criticism from House Speaker Robert DeLeo, who called for a much more modest revenue package. Here's what he said.
I believe it should be more narrow in scope, and of a significantly smaller size. We seek to fund the priorities we need to enhance the economy without creating any collateral damage.
So DeLeo supports Governor Patrick's spending goals, but believes that Massachusetts businesses and families would take too much of a hit under the new tax hikes. Is he wrong about that?
Bob DeLeo is a friend of mine. Mm. And I think on this one, the wrong term in that speech was collateral damage. Mm-hmm. I think the amount of collateral damage that will come from these tax hikes, which are not enormous, they're not enormous, will be quite limited. In fact, we expect there will be a net growth from raising taxes a little and then spending on these investments. So I think the problem is the business community gets nervous any time you talk about tax increases. Some of the tax increases that will come here come from closing what we would call loopholes, and many of those will affect businesses. I think there is some wiggle room here between what the speaker wants and what the governor wants. I'd like to see revenue levels closer to what the governor wants, but perhaps we could work out a better revenue system. I wouldn't cut personally the sales tax as much. I might not raise the income tax as much. I might add a little gasoline tax, which we haven't raised since 1991.
Mm-hmm.
So there is lots of maneuvering room to get the kind of revenues we need for these investments without the collateral damage that some people worry about.
Similar concerns from Michael Widmer, who's been a frequent guest on this show. He's president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, who says that the best way to raise funds for transportation is things like modest hikes in the gas tax, motor vehicle fees, as opposed to a big rise in taxes, which could hurt the very people that it's designed to help, that this overall plan is designed to help.
Well, I agree that we should have, as part of this tax package, an increase in the gasoline tax and start thinking about other ways of tying revenue to their use, and therefore use taxes for automobiles and trucks. But I think it's also true that the package, as the governor's put it together with his staff, is actually progressive. That is, it's not going to hurt people at the low end. It will tax people at the high end a little bit more who can afford it. And I think part of the reason why the governor put it together this way was to make something that would be, quote unquote, progressive, that would be more equitable in the way we fund this. I think, again, we can figure out different ways of raising this revenue. But the important thing is raising $2 billion additional dollars a year is going to be critical investment in the future of the Commonwealth.
Well, interesting conversation and an interesting debate in the weeks and months ahead. Barry Bluestone, director of the Kitty and Michael Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University, thanks for coming in.
We did join you.
We appreciate it.